USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian forces are still holding on as the Russian invasion continues into its 11th week. Cruise missiles were fired at Odessa and bombarded a steel plant in Mariupol, where civilians and Ukrainian fighters are believed to be housed. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is urging residents to heed the air raid sirens. That's because he is expecting Russian attacks to intensify as V-Day draws near. First Lady Jill Biden is in Romania as part of a four-day trip to Eastern Europe. She met with Ukrainian refugee students and their mothers at a school in Bucharest. Biden says she remains concerned about the next phase of the humanitarian crisis that keeps going on and on. Nearly 6 million Ukrainians have fled the country since the war began. Wall Street continuing its losing ways at the end of the week, with the Dow and S&P 500 losing a fraction of a percent. The Nasdaq lost 1.5%. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.